Now, you may remember breaking news we spoke about on this programme yesterday concerning a decision to move at short notice more than 130 Ukrainian refugees from their accommodation in Killarney in County Kerry to Westport in County Mayo. Earlier today, the minister responsible, the Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, Roderick O'Gorman, confirmed the move would not be going ahead. Minister O'Gorman said his department had worked intensively overnight to source alternative accommodation for the Ukrainians affected, 40 of whom are children attending a local primary school. The minister added that the wider situation regarding accommodation remains extremely challenging. Ireland is now accommodating 55,000 people between those fleeing Ukraine and the international protection applicants, compared to 7,500 last year. Ola Lukaska is among those who were expecting to leave Killarney this morning when she got that news. She's been speaking to our reporter Laura Whelan.
When we woke up today's morning, we prepared our bags and we were ready to go into the bus and to move because we had no news. When we brought all our stuff down and were ready on the reception, we heard so beautiful and excited news. We were so confused about it because we haven't expected it. But it's so amazing that we can't believe. We really can't believe. Many of kids and staff and people, they are hugging each other and somebody is crying because it's really unexpected, but it's perfect.
And Ola, what's your understanding of what happens next now for your family and others?
Really, I don't know what will we have, but I'm happy that we avoided changes because we have lots of things here. HSC, intro, schools, jobs, we have our lives here. So it's very, very good that we can stay in the town. But we don't know where will we stay for this night yet. But hopefully everything will be all right. Just the main thing is that we are staying here in this town with our lovely friends and with everybody who is here from Ireland.
Ola, I understand you have children and you've been in Killarney since March. Tell me a little bit about your life in Killarney.
I have already three children. I came here with two and I gave a birth for the third child here in Tralee and we baptized our child here. The Church of Resurrection is near the Hotel Killarney and it's really like our second home here.
And that was Ola Lukaska speaking there to Laura Whelan. Let's talk to our Southern Editor Pascal Sheehy, who is in Killarney. The relief which we heard there in Ola's interview, Pascal, no doubt shared by many more of the Ukrainians who were facing that bus ride to Westport today.
And not just those Ukrainians, but very many local people as well who were mystified at how this decision had been arrived at, Brian. And there were a group of local people who turned up to protest at this decision this morning at the Hotel Killarney when news broke and news came through that Roderick O'Gorman had arrived at this decision to reverse the call that had been made to transfer these people to Westport in County Mayo. People are very happy here that this decision has been reversed, but they are mystified at how we arrived here. They can't understand this solution was available from the beginning here. Local TD Brendan Griffin was one of those who had lobbied Roderick O'Gorman intensively over the last 24 hours. He said he had supplied a list to Roderick O'Gorman's officials that would have housed the Ukrainian people in Killarney twice over, and that's to use his words. Mm-hmm. So now they are moving to an alternative, to alternative accommodation within the town. My understanding is that most of them will be housed at a hotel in the centre of the town, which is roughly equidistant from the school, St. Oliver's Ballycasheen, where most of them are attending, as the Hotel Killarney, where they're staying at the moment. It's important to say also, Brian, that the people who were moved into the hotel over the weekend and yesterday, applicants for international protection, they will also now be accommodated in hotel in the Hotel Killarney where the Ukrainian community were staying. So this solution would appear to satisfy all needs in this case.
Very good. Pascal Sheehy, Southern Editor in Killarney, thank you for that.